welcome to the Born and Bred podcast. I'm your host, Brendan Gallagher, with my co-host,
Maria Cusack.
We are here today to introduce to you the Born and Bred podcast. This is the culmination of everything that we have experienced over the last year. This is also our one-year anniversary. So congrats to us and congrats to the music scene of West Virginia. We are very, very happy to be here and very happy to be doing what we do to help grow and give exposure to the West Virginia music scene.
Agreed.
Yeah. So anyhow, so we just want to kind of basically talk about how we got to where we are at, mm-hmm. and some of the things that we've just been real excited about in the last year, and some of the things that we're excited about going into the future.
Yeah. So Brendan, why don't you tell us about how Born and Bred started? And maybe the, you know, I think there are a lot of people who know about Born and Bred magazine, the Born and Bred concert series. So why don't you tell us how it all was initiated and how the two came to be and how they worked together and all of that.
Memorial Day, 2018. Me and some friends were sitting together at a friend's house, Alex Frenneman, in Grafton, West Virginia. And there's a annual festival that happens in Grafton. And I just always kind of questioned why that festival didn't have more Grafton musicians. We had a ton of musicians that came out of that area, that came out of the state with a very vibrant musical sound, musical style. And I always just thought it would be awesome to bring all of them together. And so as I'm sitting there talking and I said, I've always wanted to do this and I have a name for it. It would be called Born and Bred, artists that are born and bred in Grafton, West Virginia. And the group chimed in. They loved the idea. Let's make it happen. And so we had our first concert. It was a big music festival that late summer, early fall. I think it was August, maybe September. I can't really remember at this point in time. But and then a friend of mine, Jason Young, came to me and said, hey, man, this thing's really, really cool. What if you turned it into a concert series? There's more sustainability in a concert series model. And I thought that was a decent idea. So we tried the first one in the fall of 2019 and we had the second one planned for the spring of 2020 and the world stopped. And so we didn't do anything with it and it just kind of sat dormant. And during that time, Jason Young had some changes in his life where he took on a new role at the Robinson Grand Theater in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And he approached me and said, hey man, this is a really, really cool name. It's a cool concept. What if we took it statewide? And so we had our first concert in the fall of 2022. And then we've just been going since there, going since then with the concert series. I believe we've had six or seven total.
Yeah.
Of the concert series at the Robinson Grand. And it's just been really cool to be able to keep this thing going. So then last year in April, it might have been late March.
I think it was spring 2023. Sorry to correct you, but I think it was spring 2023 that that was the first show at the Robinson Grand. Mm-mm. No, it was 2022?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the October 2022. We played.
You're right. You're right. My bad.
And then
apologies.
That's all right. And so then last year, we actually, you and I were expanding what we were doing, and we had somebody approach us about the idea of starting a magazine, online digital magazine that would be more political or just kind of city updates. But we would be doing a lot of the legwork and realize, well, we have the ability to do this legwork, but do we really want to do it just for somebody else and make them all the money, or could we do it? And how could we turn this into something that we could be passionate about? And so to that end, we said, what about a music magazine? And you said music magazine. Mm-hmm. And I said, cool. What about Born and Bred? And so that's how we got to the magazine. And we launched. I mean, that was the beginning of April. And we launched May 1st.
Yep.
Hit the ground running. Loved the idea. Ran with it. We've been very passionate about it ever since. And so that's where we're at. Here we are, year number one under our belts. We've learned a lot in the last year about what we don't want to be, what we do want to be. I think one of the best ways to find out who you are is to find out who you aren't. And we definitely have discovered a little bit of what we don't want to do versus what we do want to do.
Yeah, I think one of the, like, for an example, you know, I know Rolling Stone magazine is a music magazine, but they really dip into a lot of other topics like politics and other things. And we very early on determined that we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We do cover what we would call music adjacent categories. So, you know, we did a piece on Sun Moon Apparel, mm-hmm. and they have a record store section of their shop. And yep. So we will, that's as far as we will go. Otherwise, we really want to keep everything to music is one of the things.
And specifically decided. West Virginia based.
Yeah. We're not even, it's not even Appalachian. It's really just West Virginia.
And so that's been fun because there's a lot of artists that have performed in West Virginia for a while that I assumed were West Virginia artists find out, oh no, they're from Kentucky or they're from Virginia. And they just have built their career, which is awesome. I mean, that's great to say, you know, that West Virginia played a part in their story. But we really want to keep it to artists who are from West Virginia or living in West Virginia, built their careers here by living here. So, you know, in that way, Tyler Childers kind of fits that mold because he did actually live in West Virginia. And he really bred his career here in West Virginia and the surrounding states, but a large part of that was here. But we wouldn't focus so much on him because there's so many amazing artists that are from here, living here, doing their music career here. And that's really where we want to keep our focus. And also, to be quite frank, the term Appalachia is a very broad term that encompasses all the way into Mississippi and all the way up into Canada. And so, you know, if we were to dip our toes into that water, that's a much bigger undertaking than what we have the capacity to do.
Yeah, I personally enjoy the focus of it. It makes it feel, it almost relieves a little bit of stress than feeling like you have to cover, you know, other parts of the country as well, but really keeping the focus on West Virginia makes it, for me, it feels like we're able to do a good job at this very, in this very specific area as opposed to trying to, you know, make it broader and maybe less thorough.
Well, yeah. And the crazy thing is you would think, oh, it's West Virginia. How big? Trust me, it keeps us super busy. There is so much. If I were to try to cover, like, just talking about music festivals of original music that happen in the state of West Virginia, those alone, if I tried to cover every or go to every single one of them, that would be almost every weekend. And that's awesome. That's awesome to be able to say that's how much music culture there's happening in this state. That's a lot of the things I've learned in the last year is A, how many bands we have, how many amazing things we have happening, and that there is a potential to bring all of this together and kind of get rid of the sectionalism of the state. There's, you know, it seems like there's always been like a North Central West Virginia, Panhandle, Southern West Virginia, Western West Virginia, and really want to bring all of that together under the umbrella of West Virginia music. And these are all people who are working together. And that's why Born and Bred exists. That's who we are. We want to give everybody the opportunity to be heard and be seen. So to that end, so we've had this whole year and it's been a very long, but very positive year for us. Maria, tell me your favorite thing that you've either discovered or experienced due to Born and Bred in the last year.
I mean, definitely a highlight for me from the Born and Bred concert series was discovering the Lords of Leicester. That's always going to be a highlight for me. I think the moment where I felt like this is why we're doing what we're doing is we went down to that Alabaster Boxer show. They did a recording of a live performance. And we went down to cover it. So we attended the show, interviewed them beforehand, took photos, did a write-up afterwards. And that really felt like, yeah, this is why we're doing Born and Bred.
Yeah. So the Alabaster Boxer show would actually be one of my highlights as well. it's amazing to find out what exists in this state, but then B, so you hear the recordings, you're like, wow, these are really, really good recordings. But then to get invited by those guys to come down and cover this show and this live recording and to get to experience it and see, wow, not only do they sound amazing recorded, but they're professional, they're tight, their sound is fantastic, and their live show is extremely energetic. They've got everything going on. They've got the right branding, the right, just everything about what they're doing has set them up for some serious success if that's what they determined they really want. Yeah. And so that show for me was like a very big highlight of last year.
You know, it was another great moment, another moment of being like, oh, this is why we're doing this. We went to Morgantown for the Charles Wesley Godwin show, along with Corduroy. Actually, there were so many things that happened that evening that was like, this is why we're doing it. Because we went on a little errand for Corduroy because he needed batteries for his Dancing Santa. So we went with our photographer, Zach. And that in and of itself was great. Talking to Charles beforehand in that interview, you know, just seeing how this man has packed out this room, not just tonight, but four nights. And that was awesome. But what was also awesome about that was, so we did the interview before the show, and then we went to get a bite of food. We came back and Trevor Cook was standing outside, and you recognized him instantly. And he is somebody who's done a great job at promoting himself. So because of that, the second Brendan saw him, he knew exactly who he was. He said his name. He just yelled out Trevor Cook. And Trevor was, you know, kind of like, who are you? And Brendan introduced himself. And then Trevor was so excited because up until this point, there had been back and forth communication between mm-hmm. Trevor and Born in Bed, but we had never met him in person. And seeing how excited he was when he made the connection was super, super fun.
Yeah. And that's somebody that, like, that's another, you know, this kid, he's got a future. And it's fun seeing some of these 20-somethings that are coming up and seeing the potential that is within them and seeing that people need to hear this. People need to know. I think one of the cool things I've learned in the last year is, and we keep saying this, but now it's really become abundantly clear to me, you do not have to leave West Virginia to have a music career. You just don't. There are, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't go play other places. Obviously, if you want to build a big music career, you need to go play outside the state. But as far as the tools necessary to record, promote, house your music, to get your music out there, you do not have to leave West Virginia anymore. All the tools are right here for you. And that's another thing is why we created Born and Bred. That was a missing tool for these bands was who's promoting them? Who's like outside of them having to do it on their Facebooks and all that, like where's the coverage for them on a statewide basis? And that's one of the reasons we wanted to do this. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of amazing experiences this past year for me. And half of them are just kind of like, sometimes you pinch yourself like, oh, I get to do this. You know, we went from Philip Bowen being somebody we heard about because he was on America's Got Talent. And then interviewed him for the magazine. The next thing you know, he's playing the Born and Bred concert series. Then he and I are speaking together at a music conference up at WVU that the school of the Music School of Business did there. And it's just been like getting to foster these relationships and getting to know all these artists has been really, really cool. Really a fun experience for me. And just, I guess the biggest thing for me though, and I keep saying this, but the biggest thing for me is to recognize, getting the chance to recognize and acknowledge the amazing quality and talent of music that exists in the state.
Yeah. And I think the reader's poll we did speaks to that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was a crazy experience.
I mean, that was probably, that was an all time high in terms of readership numbers when we launched that poll. And that was cool because, I mean, that was totally audience driven in terms of who was nominated and who
won.
And who won. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was by the readers, selection of who was going to be nominated, selection of who won. And you guys came out of the woodwork to vote for that. And that was really, really cool to see. So yeah, that's where we're at. We are, but we are also announcing that this podcast is going to be a regular addition to the Born and Bred media imprint that we will be on a regular basis putting out podcasts with content where some of it's going to be interviews with artists. Some of it's going to be us talking about your music as business, like tips as for marketing and branding, things like that. So this is going to be a whole range of categories and topic that we will be bringing to you. Some will be of interest to the musician, some will be of interest to musician and music consumer as well. But that's where we're headed next with this. So to that end, we have some thank yous that we want to put out there because we've had to sit here and think, oh, we did this all on our own would be a complete misnomer. So first and foremost, we want to thank the folks at the Robinson Grand. They have been a huge support to us and a just a good sounding board for us. So that would be Ian McCara, Jason Young, Evan Jones, and then the rest of the RG staff who have helped us foster an environment that bands love to come to and they want to be a part of the Born and Bred concert series.
We also would like to thank our sponsors, our first sponsors of Born and Bred, which include MVA Health, Ace Hardware, Haunting Hill Winery, Showtime Music, Rendezvous Coffee, The Gillum House, and
Studio 80. Studio 80, this is the gentleman who has been with us since the beginning, really. He helped me create the Born and Bred logo. That was kind of the catalyst for all of this. That's my friend John 80, and he came up with a really cool concept between the two of us that really loved, and it's been it's an iconic logo, in my opinion.
We also would be remiss if we did not mention Zach, who from TZM Photo, who did the photography for all of the Born and Bred concerts this year.
He's had several shows for us as well.
Yeah.
He's an amazing photographer. And if you need somebody to photograph your shows or photograph your band, reach out to Zach. He's incredible at what he does.
TZMphoto.com.
Yep. And then we got a few more thank yous here. A couple of people have been contributing writers to the magazine. First would be Chase Hughart of the band The Bedheads. He's also a journalism major. He's a graduate of the journalism program. And he's fantastic. He's written a few pieces for us. And then we have Steve Goff, who writes our Heritage and Legacy piece for us, which is the piece that we do about monthly. And it is a piece that talks about the historical figures within the West Virginia music scene, living and deceased as well. So we that really thankful for that piece. It's a really cool piece. And we just love to be able to feature that. And then we want to thank a guy who's been with us kind of over the last few years as a mentor, as somebody we can bounce ideas off of. He's been a really, really good friend to us. And that is a gentleman named Kent Spellman, who is he wears all kinds of hats. But for us, he's been very, very cool to work with. And we appreciate you, Kent.
We would like to also thank the following media outlets for helping spread the word about what we're doing. And those include Songs and Stories, WBOY, WDTV, YNST Magazine, and WKMZ.
Yeah. So thank you to all of those. And also we want to just do a thank you to all of our family and friends for the support and for just being some of the first people to read what we were doing. And we want to thank you guys for that. So yeah, that's where we're at. And thank you, the listener who is now going to come on this podcast journey with us. We are so excited to get to present these to you and hope you enjoy the content. Hope you're going to be around for what we're doing here. And
if you have topics you'd like to hear us discuss, please email us at editor@bornandbredmusic.com. And we would be happy to receive suggestions of that nature for things to talk about in the future.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for stopping by to check out the Born and Bred podcast. And we will be back in the next couple of weeks here with some more content for you to check out. And we will see you next time.